Greetings in Jesus' name on the 6th day of August, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the 50s outside, and I'm making the broadcast with my flannel shirt on. My wife's had the door open. I'm telling you, it's chilly outside this morning, and we love the chill in the air. Usually in August, we start to feel some chilly mornings, and it reminds us of what's coming, and we're grateful for it. We have good news about the service last night. It was great. We had full attendance. The power of God was with us, helping us to preach the Word of God and to pray over the request and to seek the Lord about the different million-dollar projects that we are believing God for. And this is no time to be slacking. This is no time to be softening. This is no time to be slouching around. This is a time to be on the offensive and going forward for the Lord. And we are doing that by the grace of God. Our enrollment is up at the Christian Academy. Our Sunday school is up. Our church attendance is up. And we have visitors coming, and we're glad for it. We're grateful for the Lord for how He has helped us. I know the pandemic is hitting other parts of the country hard, but in Maine it seems to have been somewhat idle. We've had 130-something deaths, and sad to say, many of those were in nursing homes. But we are continuing on with how God is helping us in this state of Maine. We get in an airplane in just a little while and fly north, where I'll be marrying a young couple that we were there at their birth 20-something years ago. And now we're going to be there at the marriage altar, marrying them on Friday. We go up for the rehearsal tonight and the marriage tomorrow, and it will prove to be a good couple of days up in northern Maine. I'm excited about the Bible, and I hope that you are, here in Psalms chapter number 73. A Psalm of Asaph. Truly God is good to Israel. And amen to that. Thank God for His covenant with His people Israel. And you can see the faithfulness of His covenant to them and how He is a good God. And He's taken care of Israel. And He says, God is good to Israel even to such as are of a clean heart. And God is not only good to Israel, but He's good to those that are of a clean heart. Wouldn't that just challenge you today to have a clean heart? To make for sure that there's nothing that is causing your heart to be dirty? Oh yeah, that challenges me. That convicts me. I want to have a clean heart before God. Renew, O God, a right spirit within me. I want to have a clean heart. God is good to those that have a clean heart. But the psalmist says in verse number 2, but as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. Have you ever been going through the course of life, and right in the middle of it, you have a little slippage? You just kind of slide back. Something happens. A saying is, somebody says something to you, a word is spoken in out of season, it's not in due season, a catastrophe hits, a death comes. And David was in a predicament here, or Asaph, a psalm of Asaph, was in a predicament here. He said, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. And then he begins to go into great detail of what caused it. He was envious at the foolish. And he began to be jealous about the foolish. He didn't understand why they were seemingly blessed, and he was not blessed. We must be careful of this. And everything was going wrong in his life. And he was slipping. His feet were almost gone. His steps were slipping. And what was he going to do? And you have to scroll all the way down in your Bible until verse number 17 to find the answer. The Bible said in Psalm 73:17, until I went and to the sanctuary of God, then I understood I therein. Thank God. Thank God. Everything changed when he went to the church house. The devil's a liar. He's keeping us away from the church house. And we're trying to watch YouTube and Facebook Live. And we're distracted. And Our minds are all over everywhere and video church since March, and we're not doing as well as we could be doing. I'm praying that God will help us to be like Asaph of old, and we might be slipping, but thank God if we could get back to the sanctuary. And until I went into the sanctuary, everything changed in the psalmist's life. When he went to the sanctuary, he heard the sermon, he heard the singing, he experienced the serving, and he was able to shout the victory. May the Lord help us to just stay at it for the Lord and to be faithful to Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. We'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.